views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. So today is going to be an interesting show. We're going to talk about children. You've probably heard the term indigo children, and there's star children, crystalline children. It keeps growing, and we're going to learn about that today. My guest has been studying these children for years. She is the author of the international bestseller, The Children of Now, and she has just come out with her new book, The Children of Now Evolution. And it's just come out. It actually is available now on Amazon. So you can get it now. She is Meg Blackburn Losey. She's the author of the online messages and a contributor to What Wags the World and the best-selling The Mystery of 2012 anthology. Dr. Meg is the creator of the Touching the Light Healing Modality and offers certification courses. And you can find information about that at www.touchingthelight.org. She's a national international keynote speaker and facilitates group journeys to sacred sites, which include Scotland, England, Ireland, Peru, Bolivia, Egypt, and Mexico. She's a recipient of the Culture of Peace Award, and Dr. Meg has also served as a consultant to Good Morning America in 2020. And you can find her via LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. She's known as Doc Spirit, D-O-C, Spirit. And her website is www.spiritlightlite.com. So welcome, Meg.
Hey, thanks for having me on today. I'm looking forward to talking with y'all.
Yes, well, first of all, I want to find out, I love hearing people's stories, you know, how you got into this field of working with these gifted children.
It's kind of a crazy story, actually. I have had a private practice for years doing the Touching the Light modality that you just mentioned. And in the late 90s, first of all, my first grandchild was born, and I noticed there were some pretty interesting things about her, things that she knew, things that she did, things that she was able to see that other people couldn't see. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And then I started noticing it in my practice. And I had more and more families or caregivers bringing kids to me that people thought were broken because they had different traits or had said some pretty amazing things. And I tend to get what's weird because, you know, the things that often happen that don't show up in the medical testing are in the energetic field. So I get a lot of the ones that people don't have answers for. And I started to notice that certain children had specific traits and that there were trends. And in those trends, they went in different directions, like the crystalline kids and the star kids particularly. And then I started noticing, well, wait a minute, there are other kinds of kids. And I was still kind of honestly trying to sort it all out in my head because it was prevalent, it was in my face, and I wasn't sure what was going on. So I had to do I went on about a 7-week tour. I was doing conferences one weekend after the other. And the first one I went to happened to be in Spokane, actually. And they wrote me an email mid-year and said, what do you want to talk about this year? Because I presented at that conference every year. I was one of their main speakers. And I sat back and I thought, I ought to do something different. And I heard in my head, speak of the children. And I'm like, I don't know enough about these kids. I'm no child expert. Why the heck would I say that? Speak of the children. I heard that three times. And in my book and in my weird world, when I hear or experience something three times, I know it's true. And so I sat there and I wrote, Dr. Meg will talk about the children of now, blah, blah, blah. And I sent off the email and promptly forgot about it. So I showed up at this conference. And I went to the room, and it was like standing room only. There wasn't a place in the room for anybody. And I stood in front of them, and I kind of shuffled my feet, and I said, you know, I have no idea what I'm about to say to you. And here's how I got here. And their eyes got kind of big because they paid to be there. And long story short, it was amazing. And I realized what a need there was and how much I actually did know. And so that morning I had gotten up and I couldn't stand up straight. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I must have slept wrong or something. But I was literally leaning over to the right. And when I checked my field, I'm weird, I can see things. And when I checked my field, there was like an orb in my field that was teal colored. And it was a foreign energy. It wasn't mine. And I thought, well, that's weird, but I didn't have time to look at it any further or anything. And so anyway, through the course of the day, I got to the point where I was leaning farther and farther over, and by the end of the day, there were four of them. I didn't know what was going on. I just kind of put it in the back of my mind and kept going because I had to catch a plane. So I got to the airport and was surrounded by children. Got on the plane. There wasn't an adult in a seat near me. I mean, both flights. And then I was talking to a friend of mine. I got to Sedona from Spokane, not directly. And I was talking on the phone with a friend of mine I was writing a screenplay with. And he said, well, how'd your talk go? Because he knew I was a little nervous. And I said, you won't believe how amazing it was. And I said, and there's something strange happening in my energy field. And I started to hear giggling. And I said, I'm losing it. I have crossed the line. I'm losing my mind. And I started over those next weeks hearing children talking. And I thought, this is bizarre. And I was having trouble having my own thoughts even because it was so intrusive. I mean, it was constant. And I'm really careful what I put out in the world. You know, I like to validate what information I have, what experiences I have, and I said, okay, all right, when I get home, if you guys will just be quiet and let me do what I'm out here doing, I will write down what you have to say. And so I got some peace for a while, which told me, okay, something real is going on. And then when I got home, I did start writing down what I had been hearing. And I said, okay, if you guys are real, start showing up, because I really still think I've lost my mind. And over the next month, one by one, those little voices showed up in person. And what was interesting was all four of them were not able to physically speak. They were speaking telepathically, which is why they contacted me the way they did, because they knew I could hear them. And then it went on from there. And I ultimately ended up writing The Children of Now once I learned more and was able to, you know, validate and not sound like a total wing nut. I kind of put that book out and not knowing what would happen or what, you know, how people would feel. I was kind of sensitive about it because it was so darn strange. And it's in over 30 languages now. It's a huge best-selling book, and it's broken paradigms all over the planet and really raise social awareness, and I'm really glad I did it. But wow, that was a kind of an interesting introduction to the kids.
Well, yeah, and I can see where you would think you were going crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's not the usual experience. So,
right.
So you talk about, you know, we're in this fast forward evolution of human consciousness, and I think we all kind of feel this transition and this you know, this energy. Not a lot of us don't know what it is, and it's a little scary, but you know why, and it ties in, I think, with these children you're talking about. So why now? Why do you think this is happening?
Well, there's several factors that are causing this. First of all, we are in a time where energetically everything is a lot finer frequency, which makes information and data, if you will, all through creation, travel more freely and easily. There are other times, like during the times of the Inquisition, the Crusades, that kind of thing, we were in a lower energy period. So we've got that going. And at the same time, consciousness is evolving as our intelligence is evolving. They feed each other. And so with our real-world information that we have 24/7, real-time, and all of the things that we're able to absorb simultaneously, you know, we're multitasking constantly. So that's requiring our consciousness to be more active. And in the finer frequencies, our consciousness is able to become more and more open. And, you know, we're like, Chris, we're the bridge generation. We're the ones that kind of stepped into our differentness, some tentatively, some head first. But we have started to use those parts of ourselves that we forgot we had. A lot of people call that awakening or waking up. And it's really just a natural part of who we've always been. We just forgot it. Now we're evolving back into that. And as that occurs, our consciousness availability, I'll say, our ability to recognize what's going on with ourselves consciously, because it's not the mind. Consciousness and the brain are different. The brain is electrical. It is a limited field, and it expresses itself electrically and literally creates a field as our mind works. That field has for many millennia, blocked our ability to reach our, what I call our finer nature, our consciousness, which is electromagnetic in nature and not limited to any time or space or boundaries of any kind. So we're more directly in touch with our true nature now than we've ever been as long as humanity has existed.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and it's very interesting. Well, we're going to talk more when we come back from after our break. We'll talk more with Dr. Meg about these amazing children.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Feeling trapped in life, like you're just going through the motions, but not loving where you're at? This week's sophisticated tip is to reconnect you with your heart's desire.
It's not just a cheesy saying. It's actually a vital part of a wholehearted life, to know your heart's desire.
Start by asking yourself, what do I most want today? Or what do I need most today?
Then allow the answer to come to you. Don't try to have your mind answer it. When you get the answer, though, follow through with it completely. In a couple of weeks, you'll be totally clear about what your heart wants.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting
GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Meg Blackburn-Losey, the author of The Children of Now, Evolution. So we've been talking about this time that we've been in. So I'd like to go into now, you know, all these children. Who are these beings, and why are they here, the Crystalline Children, Star Children? I think the first one I heard about years ago was Indigo Children.
Right. The Indigos came in the 1980s, basically. And just to preface this, there is no set date for any of this. There it's an evolutionary time, and part of our evolution. And so there's a lot of overlapping in traits and times. But generally speaking, the Indigos came in the 1980s, and they were known as paradigm busters. They're the ones that in school, somebody made rules for their convenience, and they stood up and said, "No way, I'm not doing that. That's not about me. That's about you, and I don't have to do it." And that's just how they were. They were very outspoken and seemingly rebellious, but not in a bad way, you know, not in a violent way or anything like that. They just spoke up, and they called a spade a spade. And they tend to be very artful people, very sensitive, sometimes intuitive. They're mostly in their 30s now, or late, you know, mid to late 30s, most of them. And after that, we had a kind of a period of time. And they were called that, by the way, because somebody like that could see things like I do, somebody that could see energy, noticed that these particular children had indigo blue energy fields. And that's where the name came from. And I apologize, I can't remember her name, but that's where it came from. So then there was a period of time where there wasn't a specific type of energy forming, but yet there were sensitivities at the same time, normalcies, and we got kind of a mix. And I call them the transitional kids, and we still get those today. And they came in being very sensitive, deeply sensitive, but not as aware, not able to call intuition and intuition, you know. And many of them, because this whole phenomenon wasn't very well known yet, became very lacking in self-value, self-worth, and a number of those kids, and I don't mean everybody, but a good number of those kids went into self-abuse, alcohol, drugs. Some of them cut themselves. I worked with a lot of them, and even suicide, because they didn't know how to let what was so deeply sensitive out, and we're still seeing that. So for those kids that are so internally contained, it's all about getting them to communicate and getting them out of themselves, because otherwise they tend to create a fantasy world, and then they go do things that are just not okay. After that period, in the late 90s, we started to see a really big influx of two different types of kids, the ones that I call the crystalline kids, whose energy fields, when they first started coming in the 90s, and that's what my granddaughter was, ultimately, I realized. Their energy fields were like searchlights. They were jewel tones, deep burgundy red and forest green and rich gold and you know, deep blue, those kind of colors. And over time, those colors have faded, and that's why this particular group of kids has got so many names, dolphin kids, rainbow kids. You can run the gamut, but the truth is they're all crystalline kids as they have evolved. The rate of evolvement of their fields is mind-blowing. I'm seeing kids now with pure white energy that are being born, and a few of the crystallines have evolved that far. And that white energy contains every frequency. So these children coming in with this are only a couple years old now, and they're still being born. And I don't know what they're capable of yet, but I have a feeling we're in for some real surprises. The crystalline kids, they often remember past lives. They often remember choosing their parents. They'll tell you they talk to God face to face. They will often talk to their parents before or after they're conceived and even name themselves. They will tell you that they've come back to this planet to have the lives to remind us how to love, because we've forgotten how to love each other and ourselves. And they're all about social change and equality. They're inherently gifted. They're natural little healers. They understand energy like nobody. And they're very aware of everything. The star kids are more tech-oriented. They're more interested in inventing things and the planet and technologies to help us clean up the mess we've made on the planet. They're very sincere about that, and they're very deeply concerned about the condition of the planet. So I think that these two kids in combination, as they come to adulthood, put them together, and we're going to have a different world, because they are going to make changes. So crystalline kids are natural-born leaders, and the star kids are much more, like I said, technology-oriented. And you put the two of those together, and holy cow, anything is possible.
Yeah, well, it's exciting, and of course we know we need something. But how old are this? You said crystalline are like 2 years old now, but how old are the star children?
Well, the crystal, I call the little new ones the children of light, because they are all frequencies. I only do that to keep track of what's going on. By the way, labels are not important. Mm-hmm. It's to me, I think labels can actually be destructive. So I use them for communicating and not everyday life. The crystallines and the star kids both kind of started coming in kind of staggered around 1998. So they're running into, but they've still been coming in all along. So you've got them as old as 15 or 16, and then really little ones too, because it's an evolution. It's not like an on and off, stop and start kind of a phenomenon. So they're being born with a lot of these abilities intact, and then we talk them out of them by about age 7 once we start socializing them. And people say to them, oh, that you can't really see angels. Oh, you didn't really choose your parents. Oh, no, those aren't really spirits you're talking to. And they start burying that wonderful part of themselves, because they don't want people to think negatively about them.
Yeah. And even back in, you know, the bridge generation, you know, we all know people that have been attributes that we've had, being able to see things or know things, have been squashed. And so we bury it, and it kind of comes out later when you start doing your inner work and your spiritual work. It starts coming out again.
Mm-hmm. It does. Just, I was one of those people. I went to Catholic school. I'm recovered now, by the way. But I was told that stuff was only for saints and certain people, and that being just a lowly human being, that wasn't okay for me, and it wasn't real. And you know, I learned to be quiet about it until I got older and was able to just be who I am. And wow, that was a whole nother story, you know. And a lot of us went through that, and a lot of people shut it down and can't seem to get back there. But mm-hmm. They can if they just quit trying.
Yeah. Well, so, and we're aware of these children have a hard time adapting or being in our world sometimes. And so, you know, here they have all these gifts and yet they have difficulty because they're so aware and feel everything. And then there's a problem of they can't distinguish what feelings belong to them and what belongs to others. And a lot of people do that. We're sort of psychic sponges and we don't know. Go into a room and you soak up, all of a sudden you feel bad and you're wondering why. And so is this even, you know, and you've been picking up other people's energy, not your own, but is this even more prevalent with these children?
Extremely. And sociologically, we are doing these kids such an injustice. It's really beyond the border of cruelty. And the reason that I say that is their minds work very differently. They move around a lot because they're so sensitive, and that movement shakes off energy buildups. And at the same time, they're hyper-aware from kids in our generations previously. You know, everything was really simple back then. It was very linear, and we knew exactly what was expected. But in these times, coupled with the sensitivity that these kids have, there is so much information coming in, both literally in our world, and they are very sentient, and they do feel what other people feel, and they really know what other people mean. But they don't understand that it isn't all their feelings. So they really need to be able to move around and process some of that. And because of that, they're being labeled ADD, attention deficit disorder, or attention deficit hyperactive disorder, some even bipolar. And many of them are getting drugged just so they can be compliant. The problem is, society is running on a set of rules that's over a century old, particularly the school systems, and we have not taken into account the vast evolution just in the last 5, 10, 20 years, let alone over all of humanity. So we have gotten to a point where our technology has outgrown our psychology. We're not able to keep up with it because we don't know what's happening. And we're blaming the kids for not, you know, for not fitting when they are really trying to show us the way.
Right. And how can they show us the way when they don't understand necessarily what's
exactly
going on within the two? And we're hearing, I mean, I don't know if this relates to the violence that's coming out. You talk about, you know, the dysfunction. Well, we're going to... Yeah, so I'm just, well, like, we just had a shooting in our area, you know, another school shooting. From what I understand, the shooter was killed, but some kids were injured. So we don't really know much more. But, you know,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and it's in north of Seattle, Marysville. But, you know, it's like you hear this, and it's ongoing, you know, it's so often. And is this one of the side effects of people just not fitting in and not...
100% yes. And it's because these kids have a different type of stress level than we do because of the nature of their sensitivities. But what's happening, and you're noticing...
Well, I'm going to have to stop you. We'll talk about that. We'll have to talk about this when we come back from our break. This is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back and talk more with Dr. Meg.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you look on the back of a GLaDOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaDOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaDOSCafe.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Meg Blackburn-Losey today. She's the author of The Children of Now Evolution. The song you heard is Pray Like a Woman by Lorraine Bays, and it's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. You can purchase it on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for under products. There's some great music in that CD. And also, remember our conference, mark your dates, come to Seattle. Seattle's a great place to be in the winter. If you've got snow where you are, we probably won't have snow. It's February 12th through the 16th, and we have applications right now for healers and body workers and psychic, tarot, astrology readers. At the conference, the deadline is November 21st, so you can just go to the website and click on Conference 2015. So, Meg, tell us, give us your contact information where people can find you and your website. And
thanks. Sure. It's my main way. Well, I can't talk anymore. My main website is spiritlite.com. And my Touching the Light website is touchingthelight.org. And that's about the healing modality that I teach. It's a year-long certification course, and anybody can learn it because I teach you how to use your entire body as an antenna. So that's on the web. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, everything, pretty much everything under Doc Spirit. And if they want to email me, that would be Dr. Meg, no period or anything, at spiritlite.com.
Okay, great. So we were just talking about these troubled children who, you know, for instance, their shootings and you know, that these destructive actions. And, mm-hmm. and not only the destruction towards other people, but self-abuse, you know, hurting themselves, and the worst part is hurting others. Mm-hmm. What we're not doing to help that. We're not recognizing that this, we're just seeing them as problem people, and we got to lock them up or shoot them. You know, you got to mm-hmm. have to get rid of them. And yet here are these, probably what you're talking about, very sensitive children that we've not known how to help them.
Exactly. We've basically got a societal paradox. We've got children who are extremely sensitive. And at the same time, with our technology, we are desensitizing them to human relations. Notice, you go to any restaurant, and many times the whole family is texting, playing with their pads or whatever. Kids don't talk to each other, they text each other. And, you know, that's gotten to be more of a standard than not. And at the same time, social media is allowing for people to hide behind words and not have to look people in the eye and bully them. Instead, they're making things public. And so these things are getting out of hand. At the same time, we have video games that are so real. The characters are bleeding and dying and blowing up into pieces and limbs flying. I mean, seriously realistic. And kids are not learning that dead is dead and injuries hurt and people matter because everything is going digital and the special effects are so real that they're having a hard time forming the values that we did because the lines were clearer. And so they're creating these internal fantasy worlds because they don't know what to do with the sensitivities, based on characters or martial arts or different things. And then that's where a lot of these plans are hatching from. And these kids are going out and shooting people. Or the one group that I wrote about in the book just went out looking for somebody to kill just for the heck of it. And that is clearly them not learning or being taught good boundaries in human being, you know, who, what matters and what doesn't. And the lines are all blurred. And that's why I said our technology has outgrown our psychology. We're in a dangerous situation here. And we need to really help these kids learn some really valuable things that we just take for granted because they don't, they're not getting that.
And we're not understanding that. So how do we get them, like in the schools, let's take schools, to meet the needs of these kids instead of surviving, you know, that they can thrive and they are recognized for their gifts that they have?
There are a number of things I can name really quickly that the schools could do, and I wrote at length about this in the book. Kids are not learning in a linear format. Their minds are able to compartmentalize at an amazing speed. And so they pick up data all day long, both with their mind and their body. And even though they seem like they're jumping around a lot, if you ask them what they observed, they'll tell you every detail of the entire day. So they need to be taught differently. They're being taught in a linear way that's boring for them. So a multitasking type of a learning center in school with different deadlines or boundaries would be great. Kids do need framework. I'm sincere in that. But they also need room to be able to be who they are within that framework. So a multitasking kind of a thing, like I call it a wheel, where all the subjects are there in the center and they have to finish some things by the end of the day, some by the end of the week, and they can choose how they go about it and when, as long as they keep up with their assignments, you know. But it gives them the ability to move around and shake off some of that stuff. Another thing is that the environments need to change. They're too busy. They're too hard. They're too institutional. These kids are sensitive, particularly to visual and aural, meaning what they hear, overload. And the buildings do not absorb sound. Sound bounces in them. Mostly they're concrete walls or you know, industrial-style construction. And hard desks and bookshelves with stuff strewn, posters all over the wall, words put everywhere. And then there's the teacher trying to get their attention and all of the chaos visually and aurally. And it's very difficult for them to do that. So changing the environment, simplifying the environments, getting them to a calmer way of being would be practically free to do and certainly make the kids more comfortable. And another thing that they can do is have an hour every day that the kids can sit and talk about their experiences, what they're feeling, what they're observing, so that they can learn how to communicate outwardly and not start hiding all that stuff inside and not knowing what to do with it.
And one of the things we want to do at Women of Wisdom is take talking circles to, well, particularly middle school, to get them at a younger age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it empowers them. It gives them self-esteem. It gives them the respect for the other students and themselves. So,
yeah, I advocate from year one, get the kids to talk. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big, serious psychiatric kind of thing because that would be terrible. But, I mean,
even in
early grade school, when they're mature mm-hmm. enough to sit and have those conversations, the earlier the better.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of some women, mothers doing that with their, you know, like 4-year-old kids. Like you hand them a stick and they realize that I can, you know, everybody has to listen to me right now. You know, I have a stick and I get to talk and whatever
exactly.
they share, you know. And so they realize that power of that they are, and the power is that they are being listened to. It's their time. And they know they have to give it the stick. Somebody, their sibling, has to also get their time. And so there's that sharing of time and listening. So you're, you know,
I teach something similar. It's an awesome thing. I call it a safe zone. And it's a designated area of home or whatever the situation is, where everybody goes certain time of the day or the week or something, and nobody's allowed to criticize and nobody's allowed to judge, and everybody can speak their true heart and be listened to in the same manner that you're describing. And I advocate communication above everything, because as long as we know it, the older we wait, the less we have awareness of what they're doing, because they're growing up and they're turning into little people, you know. And what it's the first 7 years where they develop most of who they are or will be the rest of their lives. So we need to start early.
Mm-hmm. And now, and you mentioned this too, you know, ADD, ADHD, we've got mm-hmm. autism. How does it, and Asperger's now, you hear a lot about Asperger's syndrome mm-hmm. and what that has to do with these special children.
Well, gosh, you know, the first book I wrote was kind of all about the weird, cool stuff the kids were doing because I didn't know any better. And as I went out in public and spoke, people brought up a lot of really hard questions and that were beyond the scope of my experience or knowledge. And I kept track of them. And people kept asking me about dietary issues and GMOs, genetically modified foods, and vaccinations, and autism started to snowball. And so I started researching all of this. And what I found was a 3-hour show, but what I basically found is that the environment and the changes to our food chain are directly contributing to the and vaccines have directly contributed to the autism epidemic. And yes, it's epidemic. It's huge. The numbers are in the book. They're staggering. I don't remember exactly which number is which, so I don't want to lie. But here's the deal. These kids, this consciousness that is so available for them, is so prevalent in their entire being. It's like a living thing. And then you put in genetically modified foods, which in some cases those foods start to break down and they plug into the thyroid receptors, because that's the kind of thing they are, but they're not thyroid, so they fool the body and children become overweight. But and the vaccines are the worst, and the chemicals in the environment, because these things are causing literal changes to how the consciousness is seeding, S-E-A-T-I-N-G, in the body. When we're conceived, consciousness enters every cell, and I told about that in another book, but consciousness
enters... Yeah, and I think we're getting into another topic, so I'm going to have to pause right now for our next commercial. We'll come back to that. So,
okay.
Sorry, we have to interrupt all the time, but we have to take a commercial break. We'll come back and talk more with Meg.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer, Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG, and are gluten-free, and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeo's Miso Dressing, Chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So, visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com for your special fall dish.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. So Meg Blackburn-Losey and I were talking about, she's the author of The Children of Nala Evolution. So we're talking about these children. And you were talking about the vaccinations, the GMO foods, and how that's changing our physicality. And
I did want to make a point. I knew we had to go to commercial, but I am all for vaccines. I just want people to be careful. Some vaccines have products in them that actually affect the field of consciousness because of the nature of them. So make sure that when your kids get these vaccines, which will help all of us entirely, make sure there is no mercury or some aerosol or any kind of a conductive carrier in the vaccine. Make sure it's a good, clean vaccine because that's really vital. The point is, and that where I was going before we had to go to break, and there's so much technical stuff, and I don't want to take up our time with that. It's all in the Children of Now Evolution. But all of these things together are also changing how our DNA is working, how it relates, how it communicates. And our DNA is basically our coding. It's what it says, how we are, how we act, what we look like. And it changes based on our experiences. And at the same time, it also learns from that. And there's another form of DNA expression, which doesn't literally change the order of arrangement of the DNA, but how it expresses itself, and that's called epigenetics. And what's happening in the bodies of our children, and many adults actually, because of the way that we're eating, the way that our bodies are being treated in our lives, is that our bodies are learning to express themselves differently based on error messages that the body is getting from all these different things. And so consciousness is affected. The physical body is affected. We're in a time where children are extremely obese. And at the same time, many of the school systems have taken out their physical education programs. And so we're out of balance here, basically. And so all I'm suggesting is, what I am suggesting is, I won't make it insignificant, is that we become more aware of what we're doing. We do so many things thinking we're doing it right, when in fact, it's not a good thing. Non-fat, low-fat, for instance, the stuff in that everybody says is so healthy, is really hurting our bodies. Things like that. And believe me, I'm not a nutritionist. I learned all of this researching for this book, and I was horrified.
So no-fat, low-fat, does that mean because what they're substituting instead of that?
Is yes.
Good for, yeah, I want to clarify that.
Yes, a lot of the partially hydrogenated fats. You'll see a lot of labels that say no trans fats because the people that are manufacturing them are aware that we're getting aware, and so you want to look for no trans fats because they are in the body like 100 times longer than a normal fat. We need normal fat like butter and stuff like that. And another thing that we do is a lot, and I was really sad to see, is that a lot of yogurt has aspartame in it. Aspartame kills cockroaches, okay? I mean, you can put a cockroach anywhere, including the microwave, and it won't kill it. But aspartame will kill it. And we're putting that in our bodies, and it's making people hurt, and it's creating, you know, we don't even know. We've got to read the labels, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. I always go by, if there's a long list of ingredients, I know this is more stuff than food.
No kidding. The longer the word, the more likely it's chemical.
yeah. And it's so hard, but also shop on the outside of the grocery store where real food is instead of the inside aisles, which is manufactured.
Yeah.
So there's things, you know, to watch out for. It's just, when I get stressed, I need things easy, and I want to grab something.
Don't we all? We need to be sure of what we're grabbing. That's all.
Yeah, and particularly though, I'm just thinking, bringing this back to children, they're growing at a very fast rate, and what they put in their body is probably even more critical for their future physicality than us as adults. It's like they're building blocks, you know, of what they're getting as a child.
You know what I find wonderfully interesting, Chris, is that when you take these little guys to the grocery store, if you haven't introduced them to the real junk, they'll pick grapes or nuts or really good, solid choices. If we haven't given them a preconception of something quick and easy they could open and eat out of, you know? I've noticed this with a lot of the kids, and I listen to them at the grocery store. Like, what are they thinking? What are they looking for? And if they have a good example, I heard one mom yesterday say, so you ate all the cauliflower and you ate all the broccoli, so we need to get more of that. And the kids were like, yeah, we need this and this. And it was all amazing. And I thought, go mom.
You know? Yeah.
And I'm not saying we all like to munch on stuff like that, but that was a great example just yesterday when I was in town. And it's just about us being more aware and more thoughtful. We are in such a fast-paced world, and many parents are working more than one job just to survive with their families.
Right.
And so family time is limited.
Right. And I would think, you know, for these particular sensitive children, that nutrition would be very important.
Extremely.
Well,
they don't eat like us either. They eat often rather than big amounts.
Well, and that's good. That's a healthy way to eat. We're told we should have smaller meals more often, and that's really hard to do when we're so busy. So you start in the beginning, and we just have one last minute. How you see the world will look when the children of now take over. I mean, you know, they are the future generation, so they will be in power. What do you have to say about that?
They're really going to care as adult people about everybody having what they need. In our world right now, that's real out of balance. The crystalline kids are going to make sure that happens, whether they form, I don't know, a world coalition or some sort of a way for everyone to, you know, share the resources that we all have. They'll make sure that happens. The little guys, the star kids, they're boys and girls, by the way, they're going to make sure that we do things that are healthy for our planet. And they're going to create those technologies. And hand in hand, those two groups alone are going to change our world in ways we can't even begin to imagine because they're so forward-thinking.
Yeah, and that's exciting to think about. Now, I'm 65, but my father lived to 100, so I hope I get to see some of this.
I bet you do.
So thank you, Meg, for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah. It's been fun.
So everybody, check out her book. You can get it at Amazon now. It'll probably be, it's just coming out, so the bookstores may not have it, but you can go to your bookstore and ask for it, The Children of Now Evolution. And it would be particularly good for you to get the book if you sense you have a child with these sensitive natures. And it might help you understand what you, what you're dealing with and what you can do to help this child, because they are precious, aren't they? So check out Dr. Meg's website, www.spiritlite.com. And so, yeah, it's been great to have this conversation about these gifted children and being able to look at them differently than being strange or their problem children. Let's approach it with love.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and you know,
Christine,
I'm sorry. Yep. This isn't a new book. I'm not about selling the books. It's a wake-up call. It's really good information from a neutral perspective. I know I come off kind of as a bit of a pretty strong, but the book presents both sides of everything we talked about, and they're a really good study cited. So,
great. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got to close now. We can just talk forever, but just want to share about my book, which is an Amazon bestseller, award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can purchase that, of course, everything's on Amazon, but you can also get it at womanofwisdom.org, which also benefits Woman of Wisdom a little more then. And mark your calendars for the conference, February 12th to 16th in Seattle. And check out my website, www.chrysalisleadership.com. I'm all about unleashing the powerful leader within you, having empowerment circles for women, which we can even do through the internet and video calls. And next week, you'll be hearing from me with Diane Collins, who's the author of Quantum Think. So everybody have a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.